Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A Justice Department investigation launched after the beating death of Tyre Nichols in 2023 finds that the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The federal investigation began 6 months after Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as five officers tried to arrest him after he fled a traffic stop. The report says, quote, Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. The people of Memphis deserve a police department and city that protects their civil and constitutional rights, garners trust, and keeps them safe. Before the report was released, the city said it had refused to agree to allow federal oversight of its police department until it can review and challenge the results of the investigation. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Two children have been wounded in a shooting at a small religious school in Northern California. It took place at the Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo. Parent Dale Orlando.
Being in a small town like this, the presumption is this won't happen here. But here we are, in the middle of it.
The Butte County Sheriff's Office says the gunman is dead. With no sign of life after 2 days in the search for the Western Pennsylvania woman, believed to have been swallowed by a sinkhole, Pennsylvania State Police spokesman Steve Lamani says this is now a recovery operation.
We're virtually positive she's in the mine, and it's just a matter of trying to find her and do right by her family.
In Manhattan, the CEO of United Healthcare is killed in what appears to be a targeted attack. Police are still searching for the suspect, who was wearing a mask and gloves and used a silencer when he shot Brian Thompson.
The shooter arrived at the location on foot about 5 minutes prior to the victim's arrival.
Officials say Thompson was alone and did not have a security team with him. He was rushed to the closest hospital, where he was later pronounced dead less than a half hour later. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack.
Police released images of the suspect, who they say took off on foot down an alleyway, then fled on a city bike.
That's CBS's Meg Oliver. The Supreme Court hears arguments on a Tennessee law over transgender health care for minors. The case challenges the constitutionality of the state's law banning puberty blockers and hormone treatments for children under 18. Mary Foster is the parent of an adult trans individual.
Gender-affirming care is life-saving care. So our kids are at risk when they don't have the care they need to be healthy and happy.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold the Tennessee ban. This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we will welcome our friends from the Historic Point Boss in Part 1 and UW Extension Wood County in Part 2. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Packers head to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, I feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This is where we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Blustery with scattered flurries and snow showers this evening. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. A low near 10. Wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. A high in the mid-20s, but warmer for the rest of the week and weekend. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, the president's pardon of his son, Hunter Biden, gives us all a lesson in the power of grace to help others struggling with addiction.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut it even.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, I see what you did there. If I would have said Chujunk, you would have said Dega. I got that.
Yay.
That was a good one.
Hey. You're listening.
Yeah.
<I'm> just kidding.
It's not your first round dance. Ho-wah. Hey, we have our friends Dennis and Donna Dunlap, and they're owners of Native Blend in the great state of Michigan. And I've met you guys online before, and then also you listen to the show quite often, and I want to say welcome, and I really appreciate that.
Well, we thank you. We really appreciate you having us on this evening.
Yeah, thank you.
Right on. Hey, so there's a couple things we should get to right away, and one of them is reaching out in regarding the topics of enrolled members of Lakota Ray, a band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and tell us why you're here and how we can help.
Well, I am obviously a tribal member from LCO, and they have been so kind as to distribute monies to us on and off res. They've been doing this for a year now. I believe this is the third payment that is going out. And we went up the first trip. I loaded up a couple of friends and other family members, nieces and nephews. And we trekked all the way to LCO. We're on a 12-hour trip. And unfortunately, we broke down. We had friends from Lac de Flambeau save us, and other family on LCO. They came to rescue us. They picked up everybody but me. I got stranded for 2 days. We picked up our checks. Everybody had time to come back and pick me up, and I was able to get the vehicle on the road. It was just one heck of a trip. So we want to help not only our family, but other friends, people out throughout the U.S. that are unable to go pick up these checks.
The situation with the program is there are some exceptions for not having to travel up, but everyone has to pick up their checks in person, or they have to have a proxy to pick up their checks. So what the situation is a lot of people don't live on res. I believe the numbers are somewhere 8,500 enrolled members, only 2,500 live on res. Mm. You have a lot of people that are displaced to various areas, for different reasons, some of them from no fault of their own. And it's a hardship for some people that don't have those tribal connections on res anymore to find someone to give a proxy to pick up their checks. So my husband, Dennis, is graciously offering to make that 12-hour trek as many times as he has to pick up people's checks for him. Everyone can use the money. You know, everyone can use the money.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome that you're going to do that. How can people get a hold of you? Is it through your business, Native Blend, or how can we get a hold of you?
We have several ways they can do it. They can look up Dennis Dunlap on Facebook and private message him. They can look for me on Facebook, Donna L. Dunlap, or they can go to Donna's Native Blend on Facebook and message that way as well. We'll shoot them a quick response, shoot them our phone number, they can call us, and then we'll fill them on everything that they've got to do. It is a time crunch.
Yes.
They quit dispersing checks on the 20th. We would like to be able to try and get them out to people so they can use them for the holiday. So we're looking at traveling on the 15th to pick them up on the 16th. Get them in the mail and get them out so that people can have them.
We should be looking out for the Native community. There's so much separation in the world today, and I think just important to me to not only connect or reconnect with the reservation, but other tribal members as well. And it just hurts that there's people out there that need to help. The general perception on most reservations is that off-res personnel are rich, don't need the money, don't need the help. And that's not true at all. We struggle. Our kids struggle. We have 3 kids. We have 6 grandchildren. And I see the struggle they have. Our other family throughout Michigan, some live closer to Detroit, some live up north. And I know they need the help. They can't travel. So I take care of them, and now I want to extend it and take care of everybody else out there.
That's amazing. And I'm wondering, Haley, if we can blast this out in the email address every day on our show, maybe in the beginning to maybe people that have missed the show, and then make this like the best of.
Yeah, that would be a great way to get word out. And I think for all relatives, especially during the holiday season, like, this amount of money that comes from tribal nations and nations that you belong to could really keep someone's lights on or the heat on during the holiday season, or put food on their table or get Christmas presents for their kids. Like, it really does make a huge difference. So this is really helping a lot of families. And thank you, Pinagigi, for doing this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Spread the word. We want to help.
We have
Please
people
spread the word.
All the way out in California. And it's, you know, is it worth the gas, the time, the energy for the amount of money that they're going to have to pay to get out there? If we can make it, you know, it's a stamp. It's a postage stamp. That's what it's going to take us to make a difference in people's lives for the holidays. We can swing that, you know.
We can handle it.
We're not asking for anything in return. We don't want any recognition. We don't want people to pay us. We don't want anything. We just want to help our community. That's all we want. We're getting good karma points out of this, you know?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, let's say your nation again and how we can get a hold of you.
LCO Lakutere, Lake Superior Band of Ojibwa. Dennis Dunlap on Facebook. Donna L. Dunlap on Facebook.
Donna's Native Blend on Facebook.
And at www.nativeblendllc.com. Just Google it.
That's our website for our products, which we're not here to plug that, but there is a contact us on that website where they can also reach out.
To download the form, go to LCO site at lco.com. It'll bring you right there. The form is right on the head page of LCO's homepage.
And they just got to fill out the form, mail it out to us, and we'll spell it all out to them when they contact us.
Well, I really appreciate a lot of things about you for listening to the show, but also doing this for your community and your relatives. And we'll blast this out, too, on the best of, and we'll make sure we bring it up as much as we can in the weeks following on that deadline. And, wow, really, thank you so much, Big Peeny Geegee. We're proud to know you.
Awesome. We thank you so much.
Chief McGlitch.
Right on. Peeny Geegee. And don't forget, Native Blend, check it out. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio with Arvina Martin. Oh.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
A home that needs new everything, plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have our friend Arvina Martin, another Ho-Chunk, who's director of Emerge Wisconsin, and just all around one of our best hosts that sit in for us, because State Representative Heather Keeler is probably listening. So welcome. Well, we have to get you both on a show together, and one of these days when I need a vacation, which is coming up soon.
That would be awesome. I would absolutely be down for that.
Yeah, we had a long weekend, and, you know, how do you and your relatives decolonize your Thanksgiving?
You know, Thanksgiving. We all just get together, you know, and spend time with each other, and that's what we do, and try to, you know, enjoy each other's company and either play games or, you know, our family is also multicultural, so we've got foods from all over the world that are represented, and we just, it's just time to be with family and the people that you care about. So that's what we do.
I want, before I start grilling you with questions, I want you to talk a little bit about Emerge Wisconsin and what your part is and what when the next season of candidates is are.
Yeah. So I am the executive director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we are an organization that trains and recruits Democratic women and non-binary folks who feel comfortable in female-centered spaces. And we train them on how to run for office. It's a six-month training that we do about once a month. And we are going to be starting our next cohort. We are currently in the process of reviewing the application to our class of 2025, which is really exciting. There's a lot of really amazing and talented folks that have submitted applications, and I'm really excited to get to know them and work with them and help them along their path and towards running for office and helping make, you know, our government operate well, and, you know, things like using science, data, you know, and caring about people and caring about making the baking decisions that will do the most for the most amount of people.
Yeah. And I guess too, you know, we talked about this before. After the election, I needed a few days off, but it's time to rev up again, and we have midterms coming up. But also, there's a lot of elections in Wisconsin that are coming up soon.
Oh yeah, we are now in our nomination period. So for our spring elections, Wisconsin has spring elections every year. We have a couple of statewide races on our ballot this year. We will be electing a Supreme Court judge, and the justice whose seat is up is on the conservative side. So we are looking to grow our progressive majority on the Supreme Court, and we are also looking to reelect our state superintendent of schools, and Dr. Jill Underley, who is actually, fun note, an alumna of Emerge Wisconsin. So we are really excited for her to run for re-election. We're really excited to get to work on this Supreme Court race. Plus, spring elections is where Wisconsin does all of our local races. So anything that is county, municipal, or school board related, those happen in the spring. And so we will be electing local officials all across the state. I believe here in Madison, where I am, we're going to be electing county board supervisors. And you know, that may vary across the state depending on where you live. But you know, we don't stop. We keep going. And December 1st, the month of December is when folks that want to get on the ballot need to go out and get their signature. So candidates are out right now, going out in their districts, wherever they're running, to collect signatures so they can get their names on the ballot.
That's excellent. And for people that don't know this, and Haley, I had the opportunity to be kind of an MC announcer for the Wisconsin convention, Democratic convention. And I got to see our sister Arvina be the rock star that she is in person, and cool. All the people, the movers and shakers in Wisconsin politics really know Arvina. And so we're really happy to have her on and talk about what's happening in Wisconsin, but nationally too.
Yeah, proud to know her and proud to stay in tune with Wisconsin politics. I even have my Wis Dem shirt on right now.
Oh, I noticed that. The Native Coalition t-shirt. That shirt.
Hey, matching.
Dang, yay. You should have told me. I would have worn mine.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, Arvina, I want to remind everyone too, and one of the things that, you know, we're taught not to brag, and you are the first Native American city council member. I know you call it different in Madison, but that's something really to hang your hat on too, for a couple reasons. That's a ceiling breaker, but also I love the city of Madison.
I love the city of Madison too, born and raised here. And it was a tremendous honor to be able to serve my friends and neighbors. I served on the Madison Common Council. I was an alder for about 5 years, and I was vice president of the council my last year. I ultimately left when I got my job at Emerge, because they say being on city council is part time, but I can tell you that you could work 60, 80 hours a week on city council stuff and still be behind. It's a lot of work. So having one job was all I had time for.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we get our second Native person elected to that body. I will be there cheering them on. I'm so excited. I got to find somebody to run.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I got notes here, and one of them is that you started watching The Vow of Silence, the assassination of Anna May.
I did.
I was able to watch the whole thing in 2 days, and Wendy and I were, it was interesting for me, and I don't know how far you're into it, but it was interesting that it was kind of slanted at, you know, again, separating us, and there's a lot of moving parts because they're human beings that are involved in this, but kind of slanted towards the badness of the American Indian movement, which I kind of found a little distressing when I believe that the FBI really had a lot to do with whether it was separating us or trying to blow up the American Indian movement because they were really fearful of them.
Well, and it's two things can be true at once, you know.
Right.
There can, and I think that we have to, you know, misbehavior within the American Indian movement does not negate the fact that there was horrific injustices being perpetrated by the FBI and the federal government, and you know, that's just part of, you know, it's part of the situation, and you know. I've heard rumblings to the same effect that there were some internal strife and I'm only on episode two, so I'm halfway through. So I haven't gotten there yet to the end. But I was really interested in the fact that they talk about the takeover of the novitiate in Wisconsin. On the Menominee Reservation. That was something I didn't know about. My dad is Stockbridge Munsee, and the Stockbridge Munsee Reservation is adjacent to the Menominee Reservation. And that's where my dad's side of the family all grew up, and a lot of folks still live. And, you know, presumably my dad knew about that kind of, like, but that's not something I ever heard about growing up. And so, you know, didn't get taught in schools. I guess I didn't know that the takeover there had an impact, a bigger impact nationwide than I had thought. I didn't realize how big a deal that event was.
Well, and it made Anna May join the American Indian movement, basically, and changed her life. And the footage, the storytelling, the like you said, could be two truths happening at the same time. I think one of the things that's always interesting when we sometimes have a colonized mindset, that we have a lot of jealousies going on too, that was brought up I remember the first segment too, because Anna May was a doer, and you know, we run into that with our own people sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I think another thing that I think is an undercurrent in the whole, I mean, in the first two episodes, from what I've seen, I can definitely tell that there is an undercurrent of gender relation strife. Yeah. There. And I think that is very much a result of colonialization. Our systems of government and systems of being were disrupted, and we took on ways similar to, you know, the government, the conquering government. And, you know, I think that.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News Brief. The Justice Department issues a scathing report finding that the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. The report marks the conclusion of the investigation that began 6 months after the death of Tyree Nichols, who was beaten by officers during a traffic stop. Shots are fired at a small religious school in Palermo, California, about 65 miles north of Sacramento. Two students were injured and taken to a hospital. No word on their condition. Parent Dale Orlando rushed to the school.
We couldn't get a hold of our daughter. We didn't know if she was okay. So, yeah, it was very traumatic.
The gunman is dead. The search is on for the person who New York City police say ambushed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, fatally shooting him as he headed to an investors conference in Manhattan. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Investigators say they recovered a cell phone near the scene and are conducting forensic analysis of the device to determine if it belonged to the suspect.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, I feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This is where we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever and, as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Blustery with scattered flurries and snow showers this evening. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. A low near 10. Wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. A high in the mid-20s, but warmer for the rest of the week and weekend. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Next up, Tom Paulswitz joins me in the co-host chair. We're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're back here with our friend Irvina Martin, Emerge Wisconsin Executive Director, and we're kind of just talking a little bit about the vow of silence, the assassination of Anna Mae Osquash. That's on, I believe it's Hulu, right?
Hulu. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I have all these streaming things and I can't keep them straight. Jeez. And I'm not bragging. Believe me, it's like cut the cord and all of a sudden, anyways, that's another story of another show. But it's interesting. We were talking a little bit about the American Indian movement, and I know not a fact, but I've had friends like Madonna Thunderhawk on, who is an OG from, you know, all the way from Alcatraz to Line 3 at everything, including Wounded Knee. And, you know, they were the workers. The women were the workers. I think the press kind of fell in love with a couple of these males that were out in front. But we as Natives really know better that, you know, Russell and Dennis were kind of the flavor of the month in the press, where the women really did the work.
I mean, yeah, I mean, doing everything in the background, like cooking and making sure, taking care of everybody. I mean, that is only given kind of a glancing pass at acknowledgement is very frustrating. And I think, you know, they talk about Annie Mae wanting to be on the front lines and doing those things and not being stuck in the kitchen. And you were talking about jealousy earlier. You know, there could have been, you know, lots of jealousy or people upset because someone was doing something that was different. You know, it's just, and then the seed sown by the FBI to make everybody so paranoid over everyone. I mean, it's just kind of unfortunately a perfect storm of things to create a terrible situation like the one that happened, like her murder.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't feel, and again, you're only on two, and I don't know, Haley, if you were able to finish it yet, but I think one of the things that really needed to be talked about more was that, you know, they cut her hands off, the FBI. They did all these things as if she was not a human being. And I don't think they talked about that enough. And they talked about more of the strife between factions of the American Indian movement and, you know, people denying knowing about it and, you know, making that it's. Let me just say this, though, Irvina, this documentary is well done.
Mm-hmm.
I was really, and I don't know why I always say this, but I was really pleasantly surprised, especially the first segment about the history of AIM and the history of all the things that came up to that. We talk about Leonard Peltier here all the time. He was a guest on our show, but there's factions back and forth that say that he had something to do with it. And so it gets really murky, but I also feel like, you know, the best way to, which the FBI wanted to do is get rid of the American Indian movement because they were powerful, is to divide us.
I mean, that's the easiest way is to sow seeds of doubt and watch the organization implode. You know, they tried to do that with everybody who they are not, you know, that they want to get rid of, that way they can kind of keep their hands clean too. You know, that, well, I didn't do it. They fell apart by themselves. You know, it's all part of that giant plan. And, you know, I think for some people that might not be a part of the Native community, it's, you don't want to think of your government and the FBI doing things like that to fellow American citizens. And we know that it happens. And I think I think that this documentary is a good step in the right direction. I agree with you talking about the history of the organization and about Annie Mae before she joined AIM. You know, talking, this is just a topic that is so important and never gets taught in schools. You know, we never talk about any of this in school. And that's a shame. And I think, you know, especially given the potential, you know, times that we are anticipating with this new administration, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of organizing, you know, and while a lot of the organizing is going to be the kind of civic organizing that is, you know, we want you to get involved. We want you to vote. We want you to write, communicate with your elected officials, tell them what you know, that you support A, B, and C, those kinds of things. But you never know if there are going to be organizations that feel that taking a more militant standpoint and more militant tactics, perhaps, is a better term, that we have the possibility of that kind of sentiment fermenting, you know, at this point in our history, I think.
I agree. And I believe, too, that a lot of this started after, Dakota Access Pipeline. I really, truly believe that the seven fires did spread across the nation. You know, we had things happen. You know, George Floyd was murdered. It was a big part of it. But we had a professional football team change their name that no one would ever say that they would change their name. We had
a baseball team, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, and they were in process to changing it, the Cleveland team. But there was no way the Washington team, the owner said that he'd ever change it. And he ended up having to sell because of the pushback. So by bringing that up, we still have power as a community, and we still have that, where maybe AIM opened up the doors. But I believe your generation and the generation before you is really open, wide open. Their eyes are wide open to what's going on.
And the generation that is still young now, eyes wide open is a really great way of putting it. I think that the other thing that has been helping is that we are like branching out in different ways of being activists, of advocating for our communities, for policy that treats us with respect and fulfills the promises that were made to us. And we're able to attack issues and problems from multiple sides. And I think that makes it so much easier. You know, back in the day, there was only, you know, kind of one way, and that was the AIM way, you know, to go about doing things. And we have so many more options now due to people who had vision, you know, who could see I say this not to say that the folks in AIM did not have vision. They certainly did and certainly do. But folks with different kinds of visions coming in and saying, we can do this on this end here while you're doing that way over here. You know, we will start a letter writing campaign. You go out there. We will handle getting you all of the supplies you need to get out to Standing Rock. You know, like there's multiple ways. We've got attorneys working on things, attorneys from within our communities. We've got professionals in all different fields that work for our communities, that work really hard to make our communities better. And because, so we have different experiences, but then we also have different ways of seeing the world. So our approach to solving the problem is going to be different, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And so we have all of these options that we can use, and it, you know, many hands make light work. Is that what that saying is? I feel like I always get sayings and start at one point and then I end and I've completely messed up the saying. But you know, more and I think it helps to get more people to see themselves in a movement.
Right.
And to see that there are different roles to play.
Haley brought up a good point when a good quote, and we talked about it with State Representative Keeler, or Keeler, and that quote, Haley, if you mind, I'm probably
I don't.
Touched by surprise there, but I mean, it had to do with all these people that were removed from their tribes to, into the cities.
And yeah, go ahead. It had to do. Oh, I think I have it right here. Doug George in episode one said that American Indians were relocated in the 1950s and put into urban areas where they were expected to blend in with the greater American society. But the point was to obliterate the heritage and culture. But he said once you put our native people together, like Lakotas with the Mohawks and the Kiowa with the Chumash, something magical was bound to happen. And instead of killing the native spirit, relocation became the seeds by which contemporary native movements began. So there's that.
I like that quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make Haley say it every other day, I guess. Sorry, Haley.
It's okay. It's a good one.
It's like the lotus flower growing in the muck. You know, out of something terrible and a mess, here is something good that came out of it. And I think that shows the resiliency and the tenacity of Native people and shows why we're still here. You know, right. Evolving and adapting to the situations as they come. And you know, situations rapidly seem to be changing just all the time now. And so we have to kind of, in order to continue all the work, we all need to be doing our parts in whatever way that is. And there are so many different ways that it could be. It could, you know, we've named some of them, writing letters, you know, suing, you know, being parts of lawsuits. There's so many ways. Cooking and helping feed the people. Like,
right.
there's a place for everybody, and it's just a matter of somebody finding that spot that where they fit it. You know, the piece of the puzzle and where it fits.
Right. Well, you know, and two, we're gonna let you go, Arvina. But two, running for office, becoming doctors, lawyers. In the community and helping their community, as so we're not a burden to the community, that we are leaders in the community.
And we use our skills to help each other. And that way we don't have to all know everything. We can go to people who specialize in it, and, you know, and it all gets better.
Right on. Good way to end it. Pinigigi Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin, thank you so much for being on, as always.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely.
We'll see you. We'll be right back. Native Roots Radio.
It's okay to talk about mental health. It's okay to struggle. And it's okay to ask for help. It's important that we support one another and work together to end the stigma so that we can start to tell a different story about mental health and well-being in our community. If you're looking for support for yourself or want to find resources for a loved one, visit makeitokay.org to get started. That's makeitokay.org.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
Programming on Native Roots Radio is supported in part by MinSure. Looking for health insurance, but not sure where to start? MinSure has you covered. You can find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if you qualify for free or low-cost insurance. Plus, get help from an expert so you save on the coverage you need. Enroll online by December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Get started today at MinSure.org. That's MNSure.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
How? Hey, ooh, there was a strong howl from way up north in Red Lake. Hey, Bob, before I get you on here, I want to just read Lori's response to what we were talking about real quick, and I just want to buzz through it really quick. I was glad that the documentary was done, well done. Felt some things were watered down, like Anna May's kidnapping and how her family had to go to Washington, D.C. to fight to get her hands back. The first false autopsy, and the second one Annie Mae's family had done. So much corruption and heartbreak. I appreciate that, Lori. I appreciate you listening to Native Roots Radio, and that's really great points. Hey, I want to introduce our friend Bob Blake from Red Lake, a solar bear with the Solar News, and award-winning. We can't get you on the radio show. You're too busy flying around getting awards.
Right? I know. It's crazy. Robert, I mean, everything that happened out there in Wounded Knee is just such a, you know what I mean? Like, just, yeah. I heard you guys talking about it, and it brings back so many memories and just everything just the mishandling of it by the FBI and just everyone involved. It's such a terrible tragedy for, it just seems like everybody that was around in that space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And just, I always like talking about how we're all related and how connected we are. You had a relative design the American Indian Movement logo.
Yeah. Steve Blake. So, may he rest in peace. And, you know, he was a growing up, at least at my home, you know, we also had a lot of the Amesters, you know, around coming over. They were around Bill, you know, my brother Bill, you know, and
right.
And so, you know, it just being around that kind of and influenced, right, by mm-hmm. that activism. My grandmother, Nellie Spears, you know, who started the St. Paul American Indian Club.
Right.
And just being around that, I think it was. I had no idea that I would be organizing or be in this activism space that I would. I thought I was just going to be a cop. I really thought I was just going to become a cop and that would be it. But, my mother and them bringing me to like DFL, like rallying for Geraldine Ferraro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, like all that was like a big, now those, like all those kind of like, spaces that they were in really played a big part in, you know, my upbringing and my views on the world and, you know, running for public office myself and then, you know, getting a graduate degree in policy and, you know, doing all those things. So yeah, exactly. Wow. There's an oldie, but goodie. Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm putting up a postcard of Bob Blake running for city council that I, as I'm cleaning my office here.
Yeah. And then, Robert, I mean, you know, I ended up playing the saxophone, right?
Wow.
Because of my influence of being Brown, Brown, the drum and bugle corps around the St. Paul Scouts and you guys.
Right.
So I got into music at a very young age. You know, because of the influence that I got from all of watching you guys and then traveling around when I was a kid, seeing you guys going through DC and doing all that, you know, stuff. I mean, it was very influential. So, yeah. Good times.
What's interesting too, I wanted to mention this. I wanted to mention because you're a big football fan too, is that Travis's brother talked about when he retired the center for the Eagles. I can't think of his first name, but he said how important it was that he was in the band because the band taught you how to practice, how to get it right, and all these things that he brought along on the football field. And you're kind of talking about that, too, with all these things. You connect the dots backwards and to figure out where you are right now all makes sense.
Right. You know, I'm in I mean, I can recall as a little kid being around, you know, Andy Clausen, who went on to go and teach at Drake University, you know,
professor at Drake.
Yeah. And being around Andy, growing up around Andy and Bill and seeing how they prepared their trumpets, right, for band. You know, obviously we went to St. Bernard, so you know, I can recall as a kid, like in first grade, like ironing my shirt and putting my tie together and getting, you know, preparing my football equipment and having my band equipment. And right. I remember jumping on the city bus and the locals in my community would be like, "Where are you moving every day, little man?" They would say to me, "Little man, where are you moving every day?" But that discipline, right? And second grade, I mean, what does that, you know, who does that now? I mean, I don't know, but that was how we grew up and it was just expected. And, I'm really thankful for that, Robert, because it's really paid off in dividends in my life and the things I've been able to accomplish and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And, It's an amazing thing when we connect the dots backwards, where we're from and all those things. It's funny, too. I can't stop. I have to butt in here before you give us the solar news here. But I just had to say we always used to call it St. Bernard, St. Barnyards. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Hey, I remember going over to play football against Nativity over in Highland Park all the time. Yeah. I remember growing up saying that those are the cake eaters. We're the tough kids. We're the we're the tough Christian kids. We're going to go in there. You know, but it was, you know, all that though, what was really formative in my early years and was really happy to be so lucky to have grown up and great friends to this day, as a matter of fact, Robert. Hey, Robert, interesting. The solar manufacturing industry, I need to tell you this, produced 9.3 gigawatts of solar module manufacturing capacity. Heather. Yeah, congrats on the native. Oh, yes, exactly. there's a story on that, too, by the way.
State Representative Heather Keeler put up congrats on the Native Nation Rebuilders cohort.
Yeah, there's a big story on that, too. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's a big story on that whole thing, too. We'll go on that another day. But check this out, Robert. 9.3 gigawatts of solar manufacturing for modules has been completed in the United States. And what we're looking at here, and this is all the investment that happened from the Biden administration, right? And these are American jobs, Robert. These are American jobs. And you want to know something crazy? A big portion of this is in Republican areas. I mean, I think that's incredible because, like, when you think about, like, you know, the repeal of the Inflation Reduction Act, which is what they're talking about right now, would just be, you know, I think really stupid, you know. So I'm just saying that we in this country can go ahead and manufacture solar panels and we can supply all the solar projects that we need in the United States and we can put Americans to work. So
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, Badger fans. Wisconsin Men's Hockey is hosting the 7th annual Teddy Toss, presented by BMO on Friday, December 6th. They'll face off against Michigan State. Be part of our holiday tradition by bringing a new teddy bear to throw on the ice in support of Toys for Tots. So don't miss out on a fun-filled weekend at the Kohl Center. For more information on the Badger Men's Hockey Teddy Toss, presented by BMO, and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. CB.